Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm your host this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Rach Roach, who is the Technical Theater Manager for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Rach, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you in the studio and to talk about a fun topic, which is the Young Performers Theater. The season is just around the corner, and so we're here to talk about that. Let's start with when the season begins.
Yeah, so the season for me, this technical theater class begins September 2nd, and it goes all the way through November 23rd.
Okay, great. And if students are interested in joining the Young Performers Theater, they can take classes with you, which is a technical class that we're going to chat about. They can also take the performance side. That would be with Zeke Blackwell, the theater director. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And to do any of this, they would go to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website, and that's where they can register.
Correct, yeah.
And find the fees for registering there, as well as the forms to fill out. So that's, I want to get that out there right away so people know how to get involved. And now I want to talk a little bit more about what they're getting involved with. This year, you're offering a technical theater class. So let's just start with, what is that?
So technical theater in general is something that is assisting what is happening on stage. So with this technical theater class, we would be focusing in on all of the six different categories of technical theater, from costuming, sound, lights, props, scenic, and stage management. So we would be covering all of those things during this time together.
Okay, I want to dial in on what a couple of those things are. I think a lot of them we can kind of fill in the blanks. We know what props are, we know what light and sound is. But scenic, that's not a word I've heard before, and I'd love to talk about stage management. Let's start with scenic. What does that mean?
Yeah, so scenic is basically everything that you can see on stage that's not costuming, props, or the actor. It is the set that people are using and interacting with. Sometimes there's different platforms and walls up that actors can use as needed. So we'll be building a lot of those.
Okay, and then what about stage management? What exactly is that?
Stage management, I think, is a very interesting concept in general. Basically, everything that happens on stage, one person is taking note of everything and making sure everything is covered. So a stage manager would be on book for rehearsals. On book basically means your nose is in a script following along, and if an actor calls for a line that they don't know, you would feed it to them. They're also tracking where actors are on stage when, and when props are moving, how is the set being interacted with, and come showtime, they are also calling cues for lights and sound and other things as necessary.
Oh, wow. So if you're a student that joins this technical theater class, are you learning, is there one stage manager, or does everyone get to learn how to do this? What does that look like?
For this class, everyone gets to learn how to do this.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I want to talk more about the class, but first I'd like to talk a little bit about you. So you're a technical theater manager. Tell us a little bit about how you came to be that, and then what exactly that is here in Sitka.
Yeah, so my journey into this role is, I think, kind of unconventional. I started as an actor in high school, so I was a performer on stage, and I did that all throughout high school. I graduated high school and went into astrophysics for college, immediately got off of that and went into theater as a performer. I was a performance major, and the further that I did that, the more I realized I was very interested and intrigued by what was happening around me. And so I dropped the performance and started focusing on literally everything. I was a director for a while. I did stage management. I did lights for a little bit, helped a lot with set building. And through all of that, I had a professor track me down one day and said, "Rach, you're going to be a manager." And I was like, "Okay." And once I graduated college, I took a contract in Florida for 2 years as a stage manager. And once that was up, I found this job as a technical manager and applied for it, got it, and I've been here for 2 years.
And so if we're seeing a production at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp performing, the Performing Arts Center, likely, does that mean that you're likely at like the sound and light board?
Or yes.
Okay. And yes, you've helped with the production.
Yes.
Okay. And then now you're giving students a chance to learn a little bit about all of this behind the scenes stuff, from, like you described, the props and the costumes to the sound and the light and the stage management. So I don't know if we mentioned this already. Who exactly is it for? What students can register for this?
Yeah, this class is open for 6th grade through 12th grade.
And do these need to be students that have already done something in the theater world, or can you be quite fresh to it?
You can be as fresh as you want to be. Okay. As I said, I started as a performer and moved into tech, so it's absolutely for that demographic as well, if you're interested on what's happening on stage around you. And it's also for anyone that's just curious about what happens to put on a show.
Okay, very cool. Well, let's talk about the shows. So the technical crew, the technical class, will learn all of these 6 different departments, components of putting on a piece, and then they'll be doing it actually for 3 different pieces of theater.
Yeah.
That will be performed here in Sitka. So they'll get to actually not only learn all of it, but actually put it to use. What are the productions that we can expect to see this fall?
Yeah, so there are 2 of them that are happening on the same nights. One of them is Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, and the marvelously mellow melodrama of The Marriage of the Mislaid Miner. And both of those are going to be October 24th through October 26th. And then the last one is Winnie the Pooh, which is happening November 21st and 22nd.
Okay. And so most listeners are probably familiar with Winnie the Pooh, but I don't know that everyone would have heard of the other 2 you've mentioned. So tell me, what is Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales? This is also helpful for listeners out there who want to do the performance side.
Yeah. So Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. Though the characters may be familiar, each of your favorite storybook fables is uproariously derailed in this adaptation of different fractured fairy tales. Everything from Chicken Little to Rumpelstiltskin to Cinderella and the Ginger Man. It all gets a complete makeover. There's fun music, witty narration accompanying the likes of ineloquent giants, sassy barnyard animals, colossal cow pies, and enough stinky cheese to go around.
Okay, delightful. It sounds like there will be some singing involved in that one. Is that a musical piece, potentially?
Possibly.
Okay, we don't have Zeke here to double check that one on, but that does sound like there's some music involved. And what about the other one that's offered?
Yeah, the marvelously mellow melodrama of The Marriage of the Mislaid Miner. Penelope Kerslake has left her best school chums at boarding school and returned home to tell her beloved father, the major, of her impending marriage to Gilroy Gladheart. Unfortunately, he has already promised her hand to another, the villainous Dirk Dastardly. Can Penelope escape this fate worse than death, be reunited with her one true love, foil the villain, and save the day? This delightful, zany farce features bold characters, over-the-top wordplay, bumbling cops, and a healthy dose of jujitsu and so much more.
Okay, so that sounds pretty fun and also quite body active. Yes. Is what it sounds like. So if you're a performer and those pieces sound intriguing to you, you should also go to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website where you can register. But if you're interested in the other aspects of this production, which is the technical class that Rach is going to be offering, also go to the website. On the website, you can not only register and find out about payment, but I'm guessing the dates of the classes are lined out. You said your class will be September 2nd, or was it 12th?
September 2nd through November 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the theater class will probably be around the same time, yes. But that will be listed on the website as well.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I have been speaking with Rach Roach. She is the technical theater manager for Sitka Fine Arts Camp and is going to be teaching a technical theater class this fall for people interested in it that are between 6th and 12th grade. Thank you, Rach, for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.